In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. The passion of the Christ is not the victory we wanted, but the victory we needed. Today we stand with Jesus at the gates of Jerusalem, about to be swept into the events that we've just heard read, events beyond our control, events that bring us to the very edge of what we can bear as we walk very hesitantly with our Lord to Calvary and to the tomb. As we look at our Lord, He knows what time it is. It's His time. He's a man on a mission. He knows very clearly who He is and why He is here. And as we see in Philippians 2, Jesus' greatness doesn't come by claiming His own power and His own authority. It comes from the purpose by which God has called Him. Jesus is living into His call as Savior, as Redeemer, as the suffering servant. One of my favorite movies is Chariots of Fire, and there's a wonderful character study there I think is appropriate here. I don't know if you know the story, but it's the story of these two great runners, both running for very different reasons. Eric Little is a Christian, born of a Christian missionary family. And Harold Abrams is a man who comes to this school and runs for himself. At one point in the movie, Eric Little says this. He says, "God made me fast. When I run, I feel His pleasure." Eric knew very well his purpose. He knew that he had been given something very, very special, and that he was called to run. To run not for himself, but for God. And when he ran with this supernatural energy, this peace, this purpose that was beyond him. If you look at Harold Abrams, he ran for a very different reason. Harold ran to prove himself. He ran to prove to others and to the world that he was somebody, that he had a purpose, but he had to make it happen. He was just as fast, but he ran for his own glory because nobody had told him that he was loved just for who he was, that God made him fast also. He had to go out and earn it and claim it and bear the responsibility. There's such a huge difference between these two characters, between claiming greatness in your own abilities and recognizing your talent and accomplishments as gifts from God. And I think it's a question that we should ask ourselves on this day as we see our Lord and Savior walking triumphantly into Jerusalem. I think we should ask ourselves, why do we run? What is the race we are running? What makes us run? Are we seeking personal greatness? Are we seeking to glorify God? If our significance is dependent upon our success in the world, then our value as human beings will be very elusive. But if our worth is understood as something that has been endowed by each one of us, by God, can never be taken away, then we walk through this life with a very different attitude, a very different purpose, a very different claim. We can walk with courage, with peace, into the varied, swift changes and chances of our world. We can take life as it comes. The world affirms greatness as this upwardly climbing the ladder. Self-sufficiency, control, being in control, not showing any weakness. Yet, what do we make of these events of Holy Week? They seem to show us a very different view. Jesus shows us a different understanding of greatness, one of downward mobility, one of humility, one of pouring himself out for his Lord. Yet not my will, O Lord, but your will. Jesus did not claim glory for himself. He descended into his Father's glory. This is how the Apostle Paul understood it in Philippians 2. Even though Jesus was God, in the very nature and form of God, he did not count equality with God as something that he had to claim or beat people up with or prove that he was the Son of God by using divine power in that way. But instead he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, even unto death. The victory of Jesus is not found in his power and control, but in his giving himself up for the purposes for which God called him. And only through that he was exalted to that highest place. Greatness comes from God. Greatness is within each one of you. It's been given. It's not something that we have to claim, defend, achieve on our own, and fight for. It's by living into the purpose for which God has called each one of you. So what has God called you to do? Scripture says we're called to have the same mind as Christ, to decrease in stature so that he might increase, to emulate Jesus by taking the form of a servant. This is very radically different from the world that we live in. Harold Abrams' sense of worth was something that he had to fight for, every fiber in his body. Don't trust anybody. Defend it with every ounce of energy. As long as we think in these terms, we'll never find the peace, the security, the salvation that God has offered to each one of us. The passion of the Christ is not the victory we wanted, but the victory we needed. Jesus ushers in this power that the world could not understand. It's integral to the whole Christian mind, the Christian message. The more that we give ourselves away in love, the stronger we become in who we are as his children, as his people. We're clear about our purpose. We're clear about our mission. We stand on the firm foundation. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not something that we can do on our own. But when we surrender to him, he will show forth through us. Eric Little understood this great paradox. And when we run our race of life for God, we will begin to feel his pleasure, understand our purpose, and we're made stronger to live into that life that God has for us. So as we enter into this holy season of Lent, as reluctant as we may be, let yourselves be swept up into those events that are beyond our control and take us to that place where we might have the same mind as Christ Jesus. Amen.